I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Tonight, I'm announcing the immediate declassification and release of critical intelligence, revealing shocking vulnerabilities in our election infrastructure. This evidence shows that the election system we have dangerously exposes and really exposes, like levels never thought possible, to hacking, exploitation, and foreign interference. Just as disturbingly, this vital information has for many years been covered up and hidden from you, the American people, our beautiful, our great American people. But that all changes right now. The documents cover five major areas of concern. First, they show that over a period of years, starting during the 2020 election cycle, the People's Republic of China carried out what is believed to be the largest compromise of election data in history, resulting in China's illicit acquisition of 220 million U.S. voter files.
220 million U.S. voter files, files from at least 10 different states. That's President Trump last night in his national address to the nation. But when I say a national address, it was billed that way, and you could hear it right here on Newstalk STL immediately following Larry Connors USA last night. But some of the networks, no surprise here, but still, CNN, ABC, and NBC did not carry Trump live. They neglected to do so. Oh, they put it on their streaming platform so they can say, no, we're still carrying it. How many really bother to watch those streaming platforms? Now, Fox, CBS, and MSN Now carried at least part of it live. In the meantime, Trump is saying, you know, based on this reaction, Trump's saying that the TV networks did not feature live coverage, should have their broadcast licenses revoked, calling out specifically NBC and ABC, as he said. Fake news have both said they would not cover this speech. They knew what it was about. Fraud like this should mean revocation of their licenses. He's got a serious point here. Whether or not you agree with Trump, what riddle me this. What would be the outcry from the left if when Biden was president, the networks refused to cover his live prime address? What would happen? Oh, the outcry would be vicious and vile. But right now, the left is saying, no, that's fine. We can look at it later. Trump is trying to make it clear that he wants to make sure we have free and fair elections. He was pushing, of course, in the essence of that, the Save America Act. But the way the Hill publication, a left-leaning, left-standing publication says, and I'm reading from them, even as Trump falsely claims he wants to protect the election integrity, Trump is working to rig elections in favor of fellow Republicans. I'm looking through the article here, and I don't see anything in here where it says he's trying to rig it in favor of fellow Republicans. Free, fair elections. They know they're lying and twisting the truth, if they even come near the truth. And you should know that as well. And yet there are so many out there, useful idiots, that simply buy into whatever they see and read from the legacy media and from the left. And I don't mean just the left, but the far, far left. Welcome to hour number one, Larry Connors USA, July 17, 2026. Glad to have you with us, reminding you when we're on the air Monday through Friday from 6 to 8 p.m. We are streaming video. You can watch the program right now. You can go to Newstalk STL Rumble, Facebook or Twitter, Larry Connors USA Rumble or Facebook. And everything goes up as a podcast later. So there's no way you can say, well, I just couldn't get to it. I couldn't listen live. I understand that. That's why we make it available as a podcast for you later. available at NewsTalkSTL, LarryConnorsUSA.com, LarryConnorsUSA Facebook, or any podcast outlet you want. Simply search LarryConnorsUSA. With LarryConnorsUSA, I make a promise to you. Every night and every program, you are going to get news, analysis, opinion, and education. You leave each hour with more knowledge than you have as we begin that hour. That is a promise, a guarantee. Hold me to it. In our next hour, how the left, the Democrats, socialists of America, and others thrive on chaos and crime. That's in our next hour. And later this hour, Drew Thomas Allen with this book that deals with the martyrdom of Charlie Kirk. He will join us later in this hour. And the story behind the story, this date, 1996, just off the coast of New York, TWA Flight 800 exploded. And I have a personal connection to this tragedy. One of those inside the cockpit of TWA Flight 800. That's coming up later. Now, going back to President Trump last night, revealing exactly how fraud was trying to be perpetrated in the 2020 election.
U.S. spy agencies began learning about the compromise of voter registration files in 2020 when they discovered that tens of millions of voter data, think of that, tens of millions of voters' data in 18 states have been bought, stolen, or hacked by China. Yet those responsible for sounding the alarm instead kept the information secret and hidden. They did not disclose to me as president or to anyone else, and to the best of our knowledge, they did not inform Congress. In fact, all they kept saying is, this is the most secure election in the history of our country, a standard, very pat line that was divvied out to say. The cover-up of this colossal security breach is even more disturbing in light of the additional information showing that China engaged in other election-related activities to undermine my first administration and our 2020 campaign.
Now, that is information they had back then. It was not being given. They knew it, but they were not giving it to the president in his presidential daily briefing as he was preparing to go into the 2020 election. Stolen by Joe Biden, in my words. I will say that directly. There have been so many cases of fraud and question that just went passing by. You want an example. You want an example. Trump is asking the Department of Justice to investigate voter fraud in Michigan, pointing out that the FBI uncovered criminal activity in a probe that was killed by the Biden administration. Now, those are Trump's words. Do I have proof and backup? I don't. But he made the statement, and I've yet to hear it being renounced by the left. And we know about the fraud that's been taking place in Minnesota and other blue states and blue cities by the left. And the left that existed in 2020 is not even as far left as they are now. The Democrat Socialists of America are basically in control of the Democrat Party. They don't want to admit it, but they will be targeted and picked off in primaries or general elections one by one as the Democrat Socialists try to take over our nation. And Trump also talked about how China was involved not just in hacking into our election proceedings, but using every lever they had, reference corporations dealing with China, and U.S. journalists.
Going on, this document says, and this is by the CIA, the strategy included efforts to use Chinese contacts with big U.S. companies to influence U.S. business leaders to turn against the President of the United States of America. The Chinese government sought to identify U.S. journalists who had reported negatively on the U.S. president and pay them large sums of money to write more negative articles about him, as many as they could, and they didn't care what they said. The Chinese government wanted U.S. president to lose the next election, and the reason they wanted me to lose is because they knew I was wise to them. charged them billions and billions of dollars worth of tariffs and built the strongest military anywhere in the world. We have the strongest military anywhere in the world. These are exact quotes from the CIA reporting. The name of the person doing the quote is now under review, but it gets even worse. Raw intelligence obtained by the FBI in 2020, yet buried by rogue bureaucrats, stated that China's activities even included an attempt to manufacture illegal ballots for Joe Biden.
For Joe Biden. He says that's inside a CIA report he wants declassified so you can see it. I'm anxious to see that because we suspected it. And do you remember Hillary Clinton? She was actually responding to something Trump had done. And I'll come back to that in a moment. But Hillary Clinton on MSN Now, or maybe it's MSN at that point, I can't recall, with Rachel Maddow, she wanted to talk about, you know, maybe China could help us unseat Trump from ever running for office again.
Republicans look at the Trump White House and say, well, you know, the Russians probably did help them, you know, to whatever extent we may not yet know.
Why?
So we're not going to go there. We're going to do what they tell us. Imagine, Rachel, that you had one of the Democratic nominees for 2020 on your show. Mm-hmm. And that person said, you know, the only other adversary of ours who's anywhere near as good as the Russians is China. So why should Russia have all the fun? And since Russia is clearly backing Republicans, why don't we ask China to back us?
I hereby tonight ask China.
That's right. And not only that, China, if you're listening, why don't you get Trump's tax returns? I'm sure our media would richly reward you.
Now, that was Hillary's response to Trump, reference when he ran against her, not against Biden, but in 2016. And she had that secret private server in her house, which was wrong and illegal. Although she got off by saying, I didn't know. I don't know. I hit my head one time. I'm not know. And they just gave her a pass because it was the weaponized FBI at that time for the Democrats. And you recall Trump saying, hey, Russia, if you're listening, if you can get her files, I know you probably hacked into her computer, release that, and maybe we can get the truth to the American people. Do you remember him doing that? Well, that's kind of what she's playing off of. She's calling out for China to bring out information that would basically demolish Trump. That was what her call was. And I'm going to remind you, during that time, Obama came out in support of Hillary when she was running against Trump and basically saying the same thing. He was pushing the Russians in the sense that he was saying Trump is aligned with Russia. It was part of a full political scandal created, devised by the Democrat Hillary Clinton campaign, and Obama had no problem going out and pushing it to the audience.
Cozying up to Russia? What happened to the Republican Party? Its central organizing principle in foreign policy was the fight against communism, and now they're cozying up to the former head of the KGB, actively blocking legislation that would defend our elections from Russian attack. What happened? In the end, the threat to our democracy doesn't just come from Donald Trump or the current batch of Republicans in Congress or the Koch brothers and their lobbyists or, you know, too much compromise from Democrats or Russian hacking. The biggest threat to our democracy is indifference.
There again, Obama saying we have a threat to our democracy, indifference. And of course, the Republicans cozying up to Russia, all part of the lie that they pushed. In the meantime, the war against Iran is escalating. Iran hitting more civilian targets.
Vital resources are coming under fire in Kuwait today. Iran struck a power and desalination plant there, prompting urgent public warnings from the government. Those warnings were to conserve water and electricity, even as temperatures soar into the mid-40s on the Celsius scale. Iran also says it targeted U.S. assets in Oman, Jordan and elsewhere, and it is threatening the ports of its Gulf neighbors. This all coming after an escalation in U.S. attacks, including strikes on bridges in the south of Iran in what was a sixth straight night of bombing.
That is CNNN talking about how Iran was hitting some of its neighbors. And they put the temperature in Celsius, 40 degrees Celsius. That's 104 degrees Fahrenheit. Why wouldn't they say that? They're an American outlet. Well, they just decided we're going to go down the Celsius road. And of course, Fox reporting on how the U.S. is striking back.
It's infrastructure week in Iran. Their coastline's getting hammered. We're cutting off power and took out some major bridges, snapping their supply lines in half. Iranian state media is reporting their key railway station's a fireball. That station handles over 100 million tons of cargo a year from the strait. It also sends oil to China. Now, that's not all. Last night, we took out command centers, air defenses, missile and drone sites, and coastal surveillance facilities all up and down the enemy coastline, and even hit targets deep inside near their capital. The blockade's holding strong. Today, Marines boarded a vessel, MT Wenyao, in the Gulf of Oman to ensure compliance. Since the wall went back up, one blockade runner was disabled with a Hellfire missile. Three turned around. This phase of the operation all comes down to controlling the strait.
And by the way, there is a leaked report, confidential report, supposedly prepared for the Iran president, raising some serious questions for Washington allies. The classified document titled, What Iran Wants, reportedly found that only 9% of those questioned support maintaining the status quo. 53% calling for fundamental or structural reform. That's inside Iran. Now, no one's putting their name to it. They're all anonymous, but supposedly nearly three-quarters of those surveyed report deep structural reform inside Iran. They want to get out from under the thumb of the mullahs and the regime and go back to the way they were before they were turned upside down. Coming up, Drew Thomas Allen, a book out about the martyrdom of Charlie Kirk. You'll want to hear details of that. And our story behind the story. This date, TWA Flight 800, blowing up off the coast of New York. And I've got a personal connection to that story. Lock and load, ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Another day, must be another roofer in town. And John Beal and I were talking. He said, you know, every time you turn around, there's a new roofing company. Many of them have no idea what they're doing. And the statistics show that many will be out of business within 2 to 5 years. Who are you going to call to help you then? You need to remember only one name, John Beal. John Beal Roofing. You have a problem, he can take care of it. And we'll be here for you. John Beal Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Spring weather has everyone sneezing, even inside their home or building. Instead of saying gazoons height, call Wellington Environmental to perform air tests to determine if mold levels are too high. Gesund height is the same as saying bless you after someone sneezes, the German word meaning wishing you good health. Wellington Environmental can perform air testing that is simple, fast, and can identify issues keeping you from having good health. Wellington does the same for hospitals and nursing homes for indoor concerns. Give them a call. It's simple. 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Tell Cindy, I need air sampling. They've seen it all. They can help you. Next time you hear Gesundheit, think Wellington. Wellington Environmental. Be well with Wellington. Every summer, homeowners make plans, a new grill, a backyard project, a family vacation. But what about the upgrades you could enjoy every single day? Your windows drafty, difficult to open? Your patio entry door has seen better days? Now's the time to make a change. Renewal by Anderson makes replacing windows and doors simple. Beautifully crafted products, professional installation. And right now, save big. Get $1,000 off your patio or entry door and take $400 off each replacement window. And if you schedule your appointment before July 12, get an additional $250 off your entire purchase. Call 877-WINDOWS or visit renewalbyanderson.com. 877-WINDOWS or visit renewalbyanderson.com. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products. Exceptional service. It's that time of season when families' businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as support dogs for our brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com.
This is News Talk STL.
There's pigeons down on Market Square. She's standing in her underwear, looking down from a hotel room. The nightfall will be coming soon. Oh, my, my.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Welcome back. My guest, Drew Thomas Allen, has served with TPUSA, the Charlie Kirk Organization Movement, has a book out, For Christ and Country, The Martyrdom of Charlie Kirk. Drew, welcome aboard to begin with.
Hey, brother. Good to be with you.
Yeah, I want to get to one point that you've been pointing out in the book, and I want to expand on that, and that is, you argue that the left killed Kirk, but you're not talking about the single assassin now being charged with it. You're talking about a broader effort to kill him and physically kill him, not just demonize him and make him go away.
Yeah, correct, correct. I mean, the left has created an atmosphere in this country with their ideology in which it is, there's a structure of permissibility when you physically attack or kill conservatives. And it's undeniable that we have ample evidence of these attempts. And unfortunately and tragically, Charlie Kirk was a successful one. We've seen these attempts against Donald Trump. We've seen people in particular from the radicalized transgender community or adjacent community who have opened fire on schools. You know, Nashville, the Covenant School is one example. There were bookends on Charlie Kirk's assassination that took place at different places as well, with transgender shooters who had manifestos every time that parrot the left's talking points and ideology. And so, yes, they have curated this environment. It's the same way, and in fact, in the book, I have a chapter that is controversial to some people because it's too true, but it's called 9/10 is the New 9/11. And that is trying to bring awareness to the fact that, you know, we have terrorism that is happening in this country. And that's what it's called. It's domestic terrorism. It's political terrorism. The mosques were used by the jihadists to radicalize their devout Islamic supporters. And here, CNN and cable news are doing effectively the same thing, and politicians out in the open. And the thing with Charlie Kirk's assassination that really struck me, that I thought should have raised the alarm for everyone, is the celebrations.
Yeah.
Right? It's one thing for a lone, and this is what gets into the point about, yeah, the left killed Charlie Kirk, because the left, not every single person, but people I went to high school with, everyone knows, we saw it all across the internet and the news stories, Democrats, your neighbors, were celebrating Charlie Kirk's assassination, saying it was a good thing.
Yes.
And that's what the Muslims did, certain Muslims, obviously, like in Pakistan after 9/11. They were handing out candy to kids. And so that kind of war on terrorism has actually come home.
And you remember Trump making that remark about there were Muslims celebrating 9/11, and everybody dismissed him at that point. But it's happening on a more public venue now, and not just in small neighborhoods in Pakistan. It's happening in our nation. It's not enough that the left, in many cases, just say silent, but now turning around and celebrating the death of a man killed simply because of his speech.
That's right. And they refuse to ever engage in self-examination. They see this happening, and they are condoning it because they refuse to change their rhetoric. I mean, 2016, they started calling Trump, you know, obviously, and his supporters, you know, us deplorables. And then it escalated to he's a Nazi, he's a threat to democracy, he's Hitler, he's Mussolini, you know, he's all of them. If they had a baby, it's Donald Trump. And then we saw that lead to violence against Donald Trump. And in my own life, Larry, I experienced this because I grew up in Democrat circles. I went to an elitist all-male college prep school in Dallas, which was very left-leaning. I worked as an actor, and I worked in Italy for Marc Jacobs. So 2016, when I supported Trump, I didn't lose all my friends. Because the radicalization hadn't really gone into full effect yet. But after 4 years of that, by 2020, I hadn't changed. All my liberal friends knew I was the same person, and they all cut ties with me. So that tells you something.
Well, now, since you're going down that road, what do you have to say about Candace Owens and even Tucker Carlson, where they're standing and what they're doing now compared to what you're explaining?
They're evil people. I mean,
I'm sorry, you broke up. Repeat that line again, please.
They are evil people engaged in evil behavior. And, you know, in some ways I resent them more than the left because I know what the left is. They don't disguise themselves. But Candace and Tucker, for a while, pretended to be part of this movement. And what they've done is, after Charlie Kirk's assassination, we should have had a national conversation about left-wing violence in this country and forced them to change their behavior with pressure as best we could. But instead, we had Tucker Carlson and Candace Owens and others that took the spotlight off of the left that was responsible for the murder, and they put it on Jews or Egyptian planes or whatever it was. And they engaged in anti-Semitic rhetoric instead of anti-leftist rhetoric.
And therein lies still another layer of this onion, because the more you unpeel it, the more you find. And that is that they began to use that then as a platform to gin up everything, which now is publicly displayed as the Democrat Socialist of America, which have been around since the 1980s in different forms. But now it's taking on new power to the extent that those, quote, Democrats really are not far, far, far left enough.
Yeah, it's a remarkable thing and a dangerous thing that's happening in the country right now. It was bad enough that we had a Democrat Party that factually was wrong about economics and other issues. You know, we abandoned any kind of common ground, certainly by the time Obama came into office. And that's when I think the schism became permanent and irreparable. But now we have a Democrat Party that has not just joined forces, but they've allowed themselves to be consumed by socialists and communists. And so now in this country, we are dealing with a very grave threat, which is communism. You can call it, you know, Democrat socialism, but if you listen to the leaders, they're actually avowed communists and Marxists. So, and this is the next step, by the way, because socialism used to be a dirty word. That mm-hmm. was not a popular thing. No one would say, I support socialism in this country. Well, now it's popular to say I'm a socialist. The next step will be communism. And people will say, I'm a communist. And that's where this is all heading. And we know where that leads. It leads to violence force and murder and death. And that's where the Democrat Party is headed. So that's the greatest threat we face. And we've got Tucker Carlson, Candace Owens trying to gin up division against the only fighting force we have against it, which is the Republican Party. And it's really a recipe for disaster.
And what do we do as Americans to keep it from going to that next level?
Well, read the book and be encouraged and look to Charlie's example and how effective he was and how many minds he changed and saved from that pit of, you know, left-wing ideology. You know, we all have to step up and become our version of Charlie Kirk, which is simply to mean become brave, to abandon cowardice, and to force ourselves to really confront these issues. And we have to study the issues. You know, we can't just sit here and say we know the communists and the socialists are wrong. It's on us, the burden of the righteous, to actually study these issues and master them so that we can go out and make converts to liberty.
Let me point out something on that very issue about lack of support information for your view. I'm talking to a couple of friends the other day. I consider them friends, not closely, but still. And somehow or another, Trump came up in the conversation. And one and then the other said, Trump lies every day. Lies every day. I said, well, what did he say today that was a lie? Silence. Crickets. They can't answer that. Well, I said, what did he say the other day that was a lie? Again. So they just slurp up all the slop and regurgitate it, and it's supposed to be standing as a fact when it's just
Well, you're right, Larry, and I was just going to make the point again that it's up to us to educate and inform these people because, for example, we just have bombshell news about the Chinese interference in the 2020 election and attempts to do what Russia did not, which was to actually submit ballots and actually truly steal an election. And, you know, that the left wing media, mainstream media, drive-by media, they didn't even cover the speech. No. So the point is, these people you're encountering on the left are of course, they're ignorant. They never they watch the same slop and they never get informed.
And in fact, The Hill publication, a leftist standing publication, stated even as Trump falsely claims, there's your adjective, he wants to protect election integrity, he's working to rig elections in favor of fellow Republicans. They don't offer any documentation. They just make that statement.
Well, that's right. That's right. And, you know, the institutions continue to pretend that Trump-Russia collusion was real, even though it was a hoax turned coup. I mean, that was another thing we've talked about. I wrote that book, Clinton Hoax Obama Coup, about it. But the point is, the coup didn't stop after 2016. It continued in 2020. And in fact, they refined it. 2016, you know, they elevated uncorroborated evidence and massage the intelligence community to give a predetermined assertion that Putin wanted Trump to win, which was insane. And now we had evidence in 2020 that they were holding on to, that the communist Chinese were trying to interfere in the election on a scale that, you know, it wasn't just emails they were you know, leaking or taking or stealing.
All right.
It was actual attempts to place ballots. The intelligence community is bearing it.
Yeah, we'll be looking for that information now being declassified by Trump. Drew Thomas Allen, author for Christ and Country, The Martyrdom of Charlie Kirk. Thank you, Drew.
Thanks, brother.
All right, we'll do it again. Coming up, the story behind the story. TWA Flight 800 suddenly blowing up.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
I want to share something with you. Cooking a pizza using coal creates an amazing pizza. Only one place to get it, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield. Of course, they offer a wide variety of pasta. But you just visit the website, NapoliSTL.com, dine in or take out, and get ready for patio season. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield Valley. Try it. You can thank me later. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Every summer, homeowners make plans, a new grill, a backyard project, a family vacation. But what about the upgrades you could enjoy every single day? Your windows drafty, difficult to open? Your patio, entry door has seen better days. Now's the time to make a change. Renewal by Anderson makes replacing windows and doors simple. Beautifully crafted products, professional installation. And right now, save big. Get $1,000 off your patio or entry door and take $400 off each replacement window. And if you schedule your appointment before July 12, get an additional $250 off your entire purchase. Call 877-WINDOWS or visit renewalbyanderson.com. 877-WINDOWS or visit renewalbyanderson.com. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products. Exceptional service. When insurance companies know you're represented by Under Law, they know Under is not going to let you be pushed around. Their reputation is built on years of courtroom battles. If you suffer an injury or damage to your property, serve the insurance company notice. You have Under Law on your side, a St. Louis firm you can trust to protect you at every term. Don't settle for less. You want to win? Believe me, Under wins. Under, O-N-D-R, underlaw.com.
This is News Talk STL.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Now, Larry Connors with the story behind the story.
Power set.
A TWA flight 800 has exploded in midair. The sea is on fire.
It was a horrible thing.
230 lives are lost. Eyewitnesses give a frightening account.
A lot of them thought they saw missiles.
My gut said it was an act of terrorism.
All right, let's get to it.
The search for the truth will pit crash investigators against the nation's most respected crime detectives.
Microscopic explosive traces of unknown origin.
The criminal aspect kept coming up over and over.
That is part of a May Day disaster presentation on the Flight 800 crash, which happened on this date at 8:31 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, 7:31, of course, St. Louis, 12 minutes after takeoff on July 17, 1996, a 747 exploding just off the coast of New York. All 230 on board were killed. It is the third deadliest aviation accident in U.S. history. And yes, as you heard, there were some reports. In fact, there were numerous reports, 30 witnesses describing a streak of light that looked like some kind of missile or rocket hitting the plane before it went down. Did that happen, or was there something else? And of course, you always have a case like this where numerous theories surface before the facts. They're jumping ahead of the story. They're jumping ahead of the story, but at the same time, the facts have to be determined in a obviously conclusive way. And you always have the stories of someone who was on board who shouldn't have even been on board, and one of them being the chief flight attendant.
Janica was on that plane that evening because she switched with another stewardess because she wanted to be home that next weekend because her son, Charles, was going to be given his Eagle Scout.
The crowd's getting a bit restless.
Any news?
I haven't heard anything yet. They're still looking.
The reason for the delay is that a piece of luggage is on board, but its owner is not. This is a red flag for airline security.
We were in a very high state of alert in the United States leading up to this, and we had all kinds of threats coming in, not specific to aviation, but, I mean, real bona fide threats.
The bombing of Air India Flight 182 a decade ago was a wake-up call for the entire industry. Terrorists checked a bag packed with explosives onto a jumbo jet bound for Delhi. 329 people died. Since then, all checked bags must be matched to seated passengers before any flight can depart.
So, there was also that theory. Was there a bomb already on board? I mentioned earlier I had a personal connection with a member of the crew in that flight. When the explosion happened, the front nose of the jet broke off and plunged to the sea. The two pilots, the flight engineer, and someone monitoring his activity. That flight engineer, Oliver Crick, was from the St. Louis area.
Your old man tell you it was going to be this exciting to fly with us, Ollie?
Oh, yeah. It's a thrill a minute, just like he described.
Flight engineer Oliver Crick is a new recruit with only six flights under his belt. His father is also a TWA pilot.
The flight engineer was only 25 years old. It had to be pretty exciting for him to be a flight engineer on the Queen of the Skies, a 747.
When I was training for flight instruments, and once I got my pilot's license, Ollie Crick was one of my instructors. And he was very lighthearted, he really got into the crazy cartoons that would appear on TV, the various programs that I had no interest in, generational difference, obviously, but just a good, likable guy. And he was so excited that he landed a job with TWA. Now, he's a flight engineer, so he's not directly in control, but he is specifically given assigned duties when it comes to adjusting power. And in fact, the last broadcast from TWA Flight 800 was Ollie Crick pointing out the power is set. That's the broadcast that was picked up by the tower and the flight recorder, but there was more information as well. So they've gone through all this delay, and they reached the time that they're given clearance for takeoff.
Finally, at 8:19 p.m., TWA Flight 800 is airborne.
TWA 800, amend the altitude. Maintain 13,000, 13,000 for now.
TWA 800, okay, stop climb at 13,000.
Stop climb, 13,000.
Altitude reassignments are a routine part of the climb out from JFK.
The airspace around New York City is probably one of the busiest in the world. So you have not only JFK, you have LaGuardia, Liberty Airport, Teterboro, and they all have to mesh together air traffic control-wise.
TWA 800, climb and maintain 15,000.
Climb thrust.
TWA 800, climb and maintain 15,000, leaving 13,000.
Ollie, climb thrust.
Power set.
The last transmission. And then the plane was ripped apart.
Talk to me. What do you have for us?
Without warning, a powerful explosion tears the fuselage apart.
In the front of the airplane that broke off, the centrifugal force had to be just horrendous as the nose fell down.
The front third.
So they began their investigation. Eyewitnesses were reporting a missile they saw streaking across the sky hit it. There were also reports of an explosive residue, which was traced back to St. Louis. So, yes, there is more to the story behind the story.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Do you know why I endorse Cafe Napoli? All the locations? Visit any of them, and you will quickly appreciate the quality of food, service, atmosphere. So maybe I'll see you at Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli Kirkwood, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, right next door to Napoli C. Or maybe you'll find me at Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the Chesterfield Valley. Now you know why I endorse Napoli. NapoliSTL.com.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Now, the end of the story behind the story.
It blew up in the air, and then we saw two fireballs go down to the water.
TW-800 exploded right in front of me. I knew right away that there were no survivors, and it was kind of a sickening feeling.
I saw a bright light and then a white smoke plume behind it and an explosion. I do believe I saw a missile.
So the witnesses were all reporting they saw something they thought strike the jet or explode nearby. Well, of course, they had to recover the jet, and they did for the most part, and then reconstruct the entire jet in a hangar, trying to look for any evidence that would prove impact from something outside or explosion inside. They also had an Eastern pilot flying nearby who witnessed the incident.
McLean, I was with Eastwind Airlines, and I was the primary witness to the accident when TWA blew up. At the time of the accident, we were overhead Long Island at about 16,000 feet, headed out over the water. It was dusk. It was around 8:30 in the evening. You could see a long ways, a good 50, 60, 70 miles or more. I saw this flight departing out of JFK with a bright light, kind of yellowish colors. And I mentioned to my first officer, and we thought that possibly it might even been a fire, but there was no smoke or anything. And surmised it was probably the landing light. They were crossing our flight path. They were moving from the right to the left. So we had a very good sight of them. They were about 13 miles ahead of us. And I flicked on the landing lights to let them know I saw them. And that exact instant, he blew up. It exploded right in front of me. It was a big fireball. And almost immediately, you could see the two wings fall off. And the fuel was obviously coming out of the wings. And it was leaving, and of course, it was all on fire. So there were these long, fiery streamers going about 3,000 to 4,000 feet from the wings all the way down to the water. I reported almost immediately there's been an in-flight explosion.
We just saw an explosion out here, Stanley 507.
Stanley 507, I'm sorry, I missed it. Yeah, you're at 18, did you say something else?
We just saw an explosion up ahead of us here, something about 16,000 feet or something like that. It just went down to the water.
TWA 800 Center.
I think that was him.
I think so.
God bless
them. God bless them. And while they're going through their investigation, they're looking for anything and everything, and they found a trace of an explosive. And that trace ended up being traced back to St. Louis. How did that happen?
We found traces of high explosive in the airplane about 6 months out. It was down in the double-sided tape that held the carpet squeeze. And it made no sense that there was an explosion there because we had the flooring and we had the seats and we had the overhead put back together again where this was found. We didn't know why it was there, but later on we found out that in St. Louis, someone who works on bombs, training a dog, went on the plane and he had some components of things that they make bombs on. It was leaking and that stuff stuck to the sticky part of the tape.
The FBI has found new evidence that sabotage may...
This surprised everyone, investigators as well as journalists. And there was a lot of news coverage around that pointed to the fact that if ingredients like this was found, it had to be a bomb or maybe possibly the ingredients in a missile. This further contributed to the fact of eyewitnesses and many from the public who theorized that this plane was brought down by friendly fire and that the government was covering it up.
And a lot of the public was not buying the official story. Now, again, this happened on this date, killing all 200 plus on board. In 1997, November of that year, the FBI issued its final report.
The mission of the law enforcement team was to determine whether a criminal act was responsible for this disaster. The time has arrived to report to the American people the results of that effort. We must now report that no evidence has been found which would indicate that a criminal act was the cause of the tragedy of TWA Flight 800.
When the FBI came out with the statement that it wasn't a criminal act, the FBI came out with a video and a video depicted the aircraft in flight and the nose blowing off of the aircraft.
A fourth eyewitness reported that he watched a white light, perhaps a firework, traveling upward.
It showed a plane flying quite a good distance above the house. It clearly did not match anything that I witnessed. I just figured it was something that's pacified the public. It does fit their scenario of what they wanted it to fit, but it did not fit what I saw and other eyewitnesses saw.
The center fuel tank went boom, and it cracked up a whole bunch of the airplane very rapidly. Now that cracking just led to the whole airplane breaking apart.
So it came down to the center tank, according to the NTSB and even the FBI admitting no criminal activity. An explosion in a center fuel tank resulting from flammable mixture of fuel and air in the tank that led to a change in procedures for future flights because it sat on the ground for so long. And they had a recommendation as a safety recommendation to change procedures. There was one man who lost much of his family on board, but he talks about faith and restoration.
When this first happened, there were some very dark and cold and lonely nights. There were a lot of times I doubted the existence of God, and I said, God, how and why could you let something like this happen? And when I was at the end of my rope and I was about to give it up, every single time he would send me somebody to carry me during those darkest days. Then God gave me another family. I married Brenda Bragg and had Rachel and Colt. And in some regards, I mean, I'm the luckiest man in the world. I have a family waiting for me in heaven and a family here to take care of me while I'm here.
That is an interesting perspective. Flight 800, blowing up this date, July 17, 1998. Yesterday, we focused on the plane crash of John F. Kennedy Jr. And then today, we have no agenda on pushing plane crashes. It's just the way the dates fell. No agenda regarding what we're going to have Monday as we look at the Chappaquiddick tragedy involving the Kennedy family. Our second hour is yet to come. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
John Beale Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call the John Beale to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Beale has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF, John Beale. There's only one place you can get pizza cooked over coals, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield Valley. Of course, Napoli Brothers has a great selection of pasta dishes. Between the pizza and pasta, trust me, you will not leave hungry. Then, a few doors down, Lit Cigar Lounge, a wide variety of quality cigars, each offering a unique smoke. That cigar, some premium whiskey, all you need to do is enjoy. Lit Cigar Lounge and Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta. Chesterfield Valley. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as Support Dogs for a Brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. Vincent's Jewelers. .com. VincentsJewelers.com. Let's be candid, honest. No out-of-state law firm can represent you better than Under Law. O-N-D-E-R. Hometown roots, attorneys living right here with you and your family. When you suffer an injury because someone else was negligent, Under Law will make sure the other party takes full responsibility. You'll get full compensation, not a backroom deal worked out with some insurance companies. And of course, we're moving into the stormy season. And again, when you have a legitimate claim, you should be properly compensated. Under Law does not toy around with adjusters, investigators, lawyers trained to cheat you of what is rightfully yours. Under Law has already recovered millions for families across Missouri and Illinois. Under wins. Not just a catchy phrase, it's a fact. So I'll repeat it. Under wins. Under Law. .com. O-N-D-E-R. Underlaw.com. Wins.
This is News Talk STL.